because I felt alone and things like that. But it needed to be done. And then the next time my work was destroyed was when the Montmartre fire and my tent. My tent was everybody I slept with from 1963 to 1995, and it was the names of everyone that I've slept with, intimately, passionately, sexually, maybe, you know, a one-night stand, but also my grandmother, who, when she was old, I'd lay in bed with her and hold her hand and listen to the radio. So it wasn't just about sex, it was about intimacy.
And it was about love.
And love.
The aspect of your work that gets neglected, as you were saying a minute ago. And that was destroyed in a warehouse fire.
Yeah. And what was so appalling about this, a lot of older artists, you know, had all of their work destroyed. You know, for me, I only had about three pieces that was part of the Saatchi collection. But what was so upsetting about that fire was the reaction of the British public, how they laughed about it. They thought it was funny. They thought it was funny that my tent had been burnt. You know, certain national newspapers made spoof covers of my tent, made jokes about it, when actually this was part of British heritage, this was part of our art history. My tent was a seminal piece of art made by a woman in the 21st century. This should be something which should be praised, not laughed at when it got destroyed in a fire. And there was no compensation, there was nothing. So I found the whole thing very embarrassing. And at the time also, Britain was charging into war in Iraq. So I said, with the Iraq situation of war, and then Britain laughing at the destruction and you know, artworks being destroyed, I found it a very sad time for Britain, really. It's quite embarrassing.
Just want to remind listeners that this is the interview with me, Carrie Gracie, and my guest today, the British artist Tracy Emin. Tracy, you mentioned your mum a moment ago, and she figures in some of your art, as does your dad. You had a difficult childhood, and you've turned a lot of those experiences into art. Tell us about your childhood and your parents.
My mum and dad were never married. My dad's Turkish Cypriot, but he actually speaks better Greek than he does Turkish. He speaks Turkish with a Greek accent and English with a Greek accent. And my dad's 88, and he was kind of definitely a Roman Turk.
Warning, you are about to experience a hot mess.
Faith No More is back together. God has answered my prayers.
You pretty gnarly.
Oh, man. Do you understand how excited I was when I heard that Faith No More, after 11 years, was getting back together? And then how sad I was immediately after that when I found out that they're only touring Europe. Like, they're basically giving the big middle finger to the country they come from.
That's sad. I'm sure they'll come over here.
I hope, because I'm willing to buy a plane ticket to fly across the world to see Faith No More play a concert.
When was your first Faith No More experience, Jay? What was your first?
Well, obviously that track Epic, that all the kids are loving these days now because it's on Guitar Hero and whatnot. But my very first CD I ever purchased, and this might be dating me a bit, in 1991, was Faith No More's Angel Dust. If you don't own that album, it's a hugely influential album. Just ask the guys from Linkin Park.
I've been to Linkin Park, the real Linkin Park.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. It's in Los Angeles.
Does it rock as hard as Faith No More?
No, it's actually a little sketchy.
How you guys doing?
I'm completely lost. completely lost.
Yeah, but you were banging your head when that track was
rocking.
Yeah,
no, it was really good.
I just think it was like a pretty good rocking way to
start
the show.
Makes me uncomfortable when you like bands that much, because I know you're like getting a little boy boner for it, and it freaks me out.
A man on for it. Yeah. I get excited. I get schoolgirl excited.
I've never seen anyone get as excited as Jay Brown about music. It's quite amazing, really. I like it. It's a good thing about you.
Thank you, Ed.
It's positive. I wish I could get that excited about tunes.
I'm excited about our show today.
I am too.
Me too.
When are we not excited about our show?
I know, today we have one of my favorite people in the whole world, Liam O'Neill, calling in from Montreal. He's taking a moment out of the Stanley Cup final to call our show, so that makes me feel pretty special.
And it's significant that he's calling in too, because he is a member of a popular Canadian band, The Stills.
Just won a Juno.
He's also in TV on the radio.
Yeah, one of my all-time
favorite bands. Like, two of the dopest bands
ever.
And like, homeboy's gonna call in and we're gonna chitty chat.
And he's so nice, and he has a great beard, and I just think he's a gentleman.
He sounds very gentlemanly.
We spent some time with him at Opus that night, I do recall.
Do you recall it, though? Because I don't recall.
You don't recall, but I recall.
Ed,
I just remember street hot dogs all over my shirt at the end of the night.
That is rough. Street hot dogs?
Street hot dogs.
Come on now.
That's a great name for a band.
That is really good.
Oh, I should have said it on air.
I find that I've had many a night where I wake up and ask myself, what the Sophie B. Hawkins happened? That's my new thing, is that I take famous people's names in vain.
I love doing that.
I love it, too.
I like it. It's new to me, but I like it.
Like,
holy Chad Michael Murray. What the heck are you doing right now, Jay? Come on.
Shove it up your Charles Schultz.
Yeah. Great. What else we got? We got the It Boys, Maddie Anderson and Hanson Hollywood chatted up the It Boys, who will soon be the It Boys.
Apparently Matt
in the
hangs
music
out,
scene.
Yeah, apparently Matt hangs out at Disneyland so much that he starts meeting like the new Jonas Brothers.
Well, it's kind of crazy. This guy started his career on like Radio Disney as a performer and like beatboxing and stuff. And then, you know, he's like, a month later, we were shooting a crazy high budget pop rock music video at the Palms in Vegas.
So, wow.
They're going to be big time.
Big time.
They'll have like little like Miley Cyrus videos circulating through the internet.
Yeah.
Her in her bra.
And then I got some fun stuff for us, and I'm going to play some new tracks. I'm going to do this thing every once in a while. I'm going to bring in some new music, either brought by Jay or Sam or me. And today it's me. So I got a couple fun new bands to play.
That's exciting.
Fun.
As if that wasn't enough.
What else we got?
We also have a guest DJ in the house, Sam.
Kind of one of the most important parts of our show is the music. So,
it is. We have Parlance. She's an amazing producer, DJ, multi-talented studio engineer. He's originally from Mexico City, but he's been gracing our city with his presence for a while.
And he does not have swine flu.
I hope not.
We were talking about that in the car. If you had to choose a pandemic from the last 15 years, which one would you choose? Swine flu?
Do you know all the pandemics off by heart? Because I don't. That's a little weird thing to know.
Okay, swine flu, avian flu, which is the same
Spanish
as bird flu.
Osaka flu.
SARS.
SARS.
What was the one with mosquitoes?
Why am I sitting in a room of Debbie Downers yellow that can fever? List off all the pandemics for the last 10 years?
Fever. Dengue fever? Listen,
God.
If I was going to have to get something like that, I would go way back and I'd just get the plague.
You'd get the
plague?
I've got the plague.
You're going to go old school? I said in the last 15 years, though. I just want to know which one's the least deadly.
I don't know.
I think having the chicken flu is lame. Oh, I got the chicken flu.
The bird flu, you mean?
Well, whatever.
Bird flu's so MI-19 or 2003. Swine flu.
Let's not talk about flu. Let's talk about fun things. I don't want to get wondering. Sick.
I've got the same flu that that puppet chicken that lives in the sack on the Friendly Giant might get.
Oh, my Lord.
Do I want that? No.
No.
And why is that purple and orange talking giraffe always being so annoying? Anyways, I don't want to talk about the Friendly Giant either.
I don't know.
Ed, I want to hear the music you brought in.
I'm not going to play it right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fine.
Oh, it's later. Secret for later?
Later
are you
on
saving
in the
it?
Show.
You're saving it.
It's good. It's good times. But should we do music?
Yeah. Let's do some music.
All right, Parlange, what are we going to throw to here?
We're going to throw to some delightful delectables that are delicious.
He usually does all his own remixes, so we're going to see what sort of magic he has here, and then we'll talk to him when he comes back.
I like surprises.
Let's kick it.
All right.
On Hot Mess. Check it out, hotmess.org. People, here you go, Parlange.
Heaven is never ending.
Good times keep rolling on Hot Mess.
They do indeedy.
Man, oh man. Those tracks are fresh from our guest DJ in the house.
Our lounge on Hot Mess here, hanging out in the studio.
It's original stuff, too.
Yeah. It's pretty freaking good, man.
Yeah, I like it a lot. So, we're going to get into an interview right now that our man, yep, Handsome in Hollywood, was so gracious to get for us. Because he's our man on the scene.
Because that's what he does. He hangs in Hollywood.
Because he hangs at a Disneyland.
Kidnaps people and says, hey, talk to me into my little personal recording device.
So we did this interview with this group. They're called It Boys. And they're going to be Gabby Hayes big.
Hell yeah.
Like bigger than Gabby. Bigger than Charlie Chaplin.
Let's just do it. Let's just hear from the It Boys.
Yeah.
Give her.
Yeah.
What up? This is Matthew Anderson here for another dope segment of Handsome in Hollywood. I'm kicking it with my man Matt Cutts or Cutshaw?
Matt Cutshaw, but everyone calls me Matt Cut, so we'll stick with that one.
Yeah, and we're going to pop some champagne. I'm just going to set the setting right now. We're sitting in my concrete front yard in $5 fold-out chairs, and we're about to...
Flying our faces.
Yeah, and we're about to crack some champagne because we're celebrating the newly recorded single for It Boys.
That's right.
Crack that.
Here we go.
It Boom! Oh. Nice. Pour me a glass.
There you go, brother.
Okay, so let's break it down. First of all, I want to introduce everybody to you. You're a young, handsome chap hailing from Portland, Oregon. And break it down. You're working for Disney.
Yeah, I started off my career working for Radio Disney in Portland, Oregon. Pretty much, I started my career dancing, singing, playing guitar, rapping, beatboxing. I did almost every aspect of entertainment for Disney. And then it led into like hosting. So I did mostly like all like live hosting, hosted for like Jonas Brothers concerts and Vanessa Hudgens concerts and whatnot, and moved to LA, made the big move to actually start my career here, and nothing ended up coming from it.
It's not that nothing happened. You came out here with a job, and you kind of got hooped.
I did get hooped. I came out here with a job. I had a verbal agreement, moved out here for a certain job. The main guy who actually I was taking over for Radio Disney here pulled out of a movie that he was going to do and wanted his job back. Seniority of 8 years, he got it back.
Jackass.
But it's all right. It still brought me out here to LA.
And amazing things have happened. So since then, you've been out here and you've started this band, and you guys are like, you guys are official. You guys aren't messing around. So how did that whole thing come about?
Pretty much, I grew up in kind of like the rock band scene, the local scene in Portland, Oregon, whatnot. And I'm good friends with a lot of musicians. So I moved out here. I was here on my own. I made my own friends out here. And when this whole Disney thing kind of went sour and didn't work out, I thought to myself, well, let's go ahead and start this mainstream pop rock band that I wanted to.
Yeah.
Very influenced by like Fall Out Boy and like, you know, the newer pop rock that's just doing it big that I'm like a big fan of, right?
Are you guys going to be wearing a lot of guyliner?
You know what? A couple of us, I won't say who, will occasionally throw it on for photo shoots and stuff. Hey, it makes us look better, you know? Why not?
How many cats are in the band?
There's five of us.
Nice.
Five of us. And I grabbed a couple guys from Portland, Oregon. Judah, our guitarist and vocalist, and Duck, who's also a vocal and our drummer. And they're brothers. They came from Portland, Oregon. They used to both be on major label, like screamo bands.
Yeah.
And we pretty much stole them from that scene to go bigger, you know, go bigger, go home, like in this industry. So we grabbed them, stumbled across some friends here in Los Angeles, a guy from San Diego, and put together a dream team of musicians and writers, and we're just doing it big.
Okay, first of all, I just recently met you, and you said, we just got back from Vegas. We just cut like a $350,000 video in Vegas. So you guys have some serious backing. It's not like a bunch of guys in a garage who are like putting something together and just, you know, you're going to throw it on iTunes.
Yeah, you know what? We're very fortunate for the friends that we've made out here and the people to believe in us. And we did end up shooting a huge, huge music video out in Vegas. I want to give a shout out and thanks to Tal Cooperman for making that happen. He's just the man. He's friends with everybody, knows every celebrity, and got all these celebs involved with It Boys that are like, man, these guys are dope. Let's push them. Let's blow them up. Benji and Joel Madden are very involved. Thank you to you guys as well for your support and being there at the video shoot. And it's about to take off, man. We got a lot of people behind us, and it's exciting. And
who's producing it?
Yeah, we're self-produced. We have Miss Hollywood was produced by It Boys and with the help of Tarsha.
That's the single Miss Hollywood.
That's the single Miss Hollywood. It's going to be out very, very soon, hitting MTV. Also, the Ted Perlman has been an awesome, awesome help. He's like we call him the sixth It Boy.
Yeah.
Because he's just the man. He's got these. We come at with him with like the idea, and he just tops it off with some cool ass things. So.
And now you're saying you guys are kind of playing by your own rules too. You haven't gone off and got signed on a big label yet. You guys are kind of putting together a really, really solid package.
Absolutely.
So then people can kind of come and, are you looking for a bidding war? Or like, what's the plan?
That's the plan, man. That's the plan. We already have multiple major labels very interested. Management, producers wanting to work with us. But what we're doing right now is, I mean, everybody wants what they can't have, and that type of saying.
Yeah.
And we're holding off on those, as exciting as it is, we're holding off on these big meetings until we have our complete package together. We want our music video to be out and playing on MTV. We want to have our 5 songs, possibly even have a radio hit by then, and then boom, like, hey, this is us.
So for people out there who haven't heard of you guys yet, we're going to play your single right after this interview, but like, how would you kind of describe your guys' vibe? You mentioned kind of Fall Out Boy a little bit.
We're getting a lot of people saying that our new stuff sounds like Queen.
What?
Yeah, a lot of dope harmonies, cool music behind it. You just got to hear it. But as far as Miss Hollywood and our beginning stages, it's just a big combination, and you can kind of hear it in our music.
Dope, man. Kind of sounds like our radio show. How does it feel being on the brink of having, you know, you're going to have like 15-year-old girls freaking out. You're going to have, you know, fame. But now you're kind of sitting back and just kind of waiting for it. Do you get anxious? Do you want it to happen right now? Or?
You know what, man? I mean, there's times when I get anxious for sure. But it was already a dream come true shooting this music video with a full production. Fans who actually showed up to see us just from, you know, from being like MySpace and internet fans who you know showed up on set. So it's pretty unreal so far, and it's only gonna get better. But I mean, I just plan on keeping my head on straight and, you know, staying focused. And we also are very, very big on helping and charity, and we want to make it so we can help others is like a main goal of ours. We want to do what we love and help others while doing it.
Living the dream. Well, dude, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely, man.
Throw to the track right now.
Done. This is It Boy's new single. You'll be seeing on MTV very soon, Miss Hollywood.
She wants to drive in the fast lane. A young girl, 16, such a beauty queen. Queen. Untaught, naive, told to follow her dreams. Nothing's as it seems in this make-believe. A young girl, 16, such a beauty queen. Queen. In the fast lane, no direction. Fresh face, 18 in the party scene. Whoa, you said, you're just me. Hollywood, and you act like a mystic girl. You said, you're misunderstood. You're just me. Hollywood, and you act like a mystic girl. The lights and the cameras and the action, all the glitz and the glamour and deception. A shoulder skirt just to get some attention. Who was your best friend you'll never see again? So alone in this world never mentioned. All the heartbreak and depression. But you'll be just fine. You had it all. You had it all. You had it all. You had it all. You had it all.
That's right. Hot mess.
Mm-hmm. That was good. We had the next Jonas Brothers on the show.
It's got a beat. You can dance to it.
I have a good idea, guys. Why not the Donut Brothers?
Band called the Donut Brothers?
Did you see that with Alec Baldwin when he did the skit as the fourth Jonas Brothers?
And that
he
comes was very in and good. He's like, I like that a lot, actually.
Why not? I have an idea, guys. Why don't we call ourselves the Donut Brothers? Think of the endorsements.
You know what? Alec Baldwin is a comic genius.
He's my favorite.
Another genius is Matty Anderson. So we got to throw a shout out to him and say thanks for doing the kick-ass interview with the It Boys.
Nice work. They have great energy. I like them.
You know,
you're going to be hearing a lot more of those guys.
And we brought you the Canadian exclusive. That's right. That's what Hot Mess does. So hotmess.org. Go there. Check it out right now.
Put that in your corn cob pipe and smoke it.
Puff, puff.
Put that on your cornflakes.
Okay. I got a funny thing. It's called growing up, folks. You see, I have seven things that tell you that you're an adult. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'm an adult.
The first one on the list, you pay for things that you can't actually hold in your hands. You see, as a child, it was simple. You know, we have ice cream man, so we give him some money, and we get ice cream. You know, the Ninja Turtle popsicle or the ghost one with the gumball eyes. Y'all remember that?
Yeah, I got those.
Okay, well, as an adult...
Delicious.
You pay for stuff that you don't actually get to hold.
Like what?
You know, the weekend to night minutes. I've never had one in my hand.
The what?
Like night, evening, weekend minutes. You know what I mean? You purchase bundles of that on your cell phone, health insurance, car insurance. You don't actually get to keep those in your hand. You just pay for them. They're invisible, whatever. Okay, number two. You feel the emotion shame. You know when, like, you're a little kid and you crap your pants, you're like, I'm kind of embarrassed. But when you're an adult and you crap your pants, you're, like, embarrassed and shameful about it?
I just crap my pants and I feel fine.
Oh, well, I guess you're not quite grown up. And then, okay, number three, people don't think it's cute when you fuck up.
When
you're a kid, you mess up and they're like, oh, look, he fell. That's so cute. If I fall, they're like, Ed, you're an idiot.
No,
I don't know what house you grew up in. When I messed up, I got the boot in the head.
Oh,
well.
Do you know how many wooden spoons I've had broken over my ass? I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I thought this was going to be funny, but now I'm just feeling really sad.
I'm feeling old and decrepit.
No, keep going.
No, I can stop.
No, finish
it. Okay, fine. Number four, you stop receiving handwritten mail. I think that's true. Nobody writes me letters anymore. When I was a kid, grandma would write me letters all the time, you know?
I write handwritten letters. I'm a good granddaughter.
All right. Number five, this is true. You have to wake yourself up on time. No more mom alarm clock.
My mom used to wake me up with Led Zeppelin.
Oh, that's
awesome.
She'd
like put the speaker right out front of my door and be like, been a long time since I fucking roll. It was amazing.
That's amazing.
It actually kind of made me dislike Led Zeppelin until I realized how awesome they were.
Led Zeppelin alarm clock?
Yeah.
Still not as good as blowjob alarm clock.
No,
but
not as good as blowjob alarm clock.
It'll get the job done. Hey, speaking of letters, can you quickly go onto Matt Anderson's Facebook thing? Because I just want to... And can you please read the letter that I wrote to Matthew, Kevin, and Handsome Anderson, our handsome man in Hollywood? Because I wrote him a letter the other day on Facebook, and I just wanted to express true feelings and stuff. You know what I mean?
So you wrote him a real letter?
I wrote him a letter. I posted it on his Facebook page. I was hoping that I would get some kind of response. There was no response. But Ed, will you please read that?
A letter to Matt's hair by Jay Brown. Dear Matt's lid, your hair is high, like the dudes in Pineapple Express. Your hair is high in the sky, like the talking flying dragon dog thing from The Neverending Story. Your hair is tall, like Magic Johnson. Pre-AIDS. Your hair is sassy, like Sass Jordan. If you're not Canadian, you probably don't know that one. Your sideburns are succinct like a Swiss watch. Though the days may bring more grays, I think that as long as the height stays, you'll be A-OKs. Quarterly yours, Jay Brown.
That's very well written.
Thank you.
That was impressive.
The little poem at the end.
Yeah, I liked it.
Comes from the heart, a deep place, somewhere in near the subcockles, maybe.
He does have some really tall hair.
It's tall.
It's tall and nice. You want to know, okay, if you guys want to...
Finish off this adult thing.
No, it's fine. I've moved on. It's kind of sad here, story. KFC, they don't want to use Colonel Sanders anymore.
What?
As the logo?
Yeah.
I was going to say spokesperson, but I'm pretty sure that dude's dead.
No, get this. From now until July 7th, you can upload a video of yourself to KFC's MySpace page. KFC has a MySpace page.
Obviously.
And describe why you're the company's ultimate fan. If you win and are chosen, you will win fast food chicken for life.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
$13,000 in gift checks, they call them.
But does it come with an angioplasty as well?
I know, right? So if any of you out there love your KFC, log on to KFC.
No, Hot Mess should do one. Hot Mess is going to do one. And we're going to win.
And then we can auction off our $13,000 in KFC.
No, I'm going to eat it all. And then I'm going to become the world's biggest lady.
They have roast chicken now, too.
The world's biggest lady.
They have roast chicken, Ed. It's not just fried anymore.
I didn't know that. I should know, but I didn't.
If you want to know a funny, if you ever want to hear the funniest joke in your that you've ever heard a stand-up comedian tell, Google Patton Oswalt, okay?
Patton Oswalt.
He was the little guy. He was the little guy from King of Queens, sort of like the nerdy friend that worked. He was the Subway token dude. He is the funniest stand-up comedian on the planet, and he does this whole bit about how they decided to throw everything into like one bucket. All of the everything that's on the Kentucky Fried Chicken menu, they decided to throw it all in one bucket.
Let's put some biscuits in there.
Oh my God.
Some gravy and mashed potatoes, coleslaw, chicken, you name it.
Sounds scary.
What do you call it again?
And good at the same time.
Something like a failure pile.
The failure pile.
Failure.
I'll have the failure pile.
I was talking to a coworker of mine, and her boyfriend actually will drive to the United States and get KFC from the U.S. because it has more fat in it than the Canadian one.
Okay, the last weekend on Sunday,
you had KFC family bucket.
I was bored, and so I drove to Bellingham with my two friends, Ariel and Amy, and it was not that much fun. Things not to do when you're bored, drive to Bellingham. What I did do, however, though, is I drank a Sparks. Those Sparks, it's like flavored malt liquor. And I ate an Almond Joy, and I played Deer Hunter. And
we have Deer Hunter here.
Yeah, I know, but I played it in a bar called the Beaver Inn Bellingham.
Oh.
And then I played my harmonica for dumplings, and we drove home.
For dumplings.
Yeah.
What a delightful little road trip.
It was a delightful little road trip.
Should we play some music in case people are in a car right now on a road trip? I think we should get to some beats in case they're going somewhere and they need music to rock out to.
Okay.
Let's do it. Parlon, you going to rock some tunes for us?
This is for your road trip, society.
Hot mess.
Nothing.
Originals, by the way. These are all pre-launch.
Yeah, and we love them. And we love you. And we love Mexico. Viva!
Viva, Viva la Mexico. Mexico! Ed's also Mexican. No, he's not. You could spot the fake.
I could be, though.
You could be.
I kind of look it.
You do.
Okay, so I brought some music in to share with you people.
Yeah.
You do?
How do you feel about that?
I'm excited.
I am too.
I'm glad you're excited. So I got this new band. Well, I don't have a band.
So long as it's not Girlicious.
No, it's Girlicious. It's the new Pussycat Dolls
track. Did you just
track.
Samantha Blontron Matthews just hissed.
I know. I
at Girlicious. That,
no, it's not a hiss. It's a snake. It's a snake sigh.
Oh.
Not to be. It's like a snake sigh. Is like. And then there's a snake laugh, which is like.
I don't know. Just I was flipping channels.
I'm gonna sick a mongoose on you.
I was flipping channels the other day and I stumbled across the new Pussycat Dolls video and oh, gee, it's a complete ripoff of oh crap, the big hair girl Beyonce just then made a movie about her, the Supreme singer. What's her name?
Diana Ross.
There you go. It's kind of funny. Anyway,
it's a ripoff of it.
Yeah, it's a
ripoff. How is it possible that like five?
It's not five. It's just
girls.
It's just Schzinger.
So,
Schzinger.
In the
What's
past,
her name again?
Nicole.
In the past 45 seconds, you have mentioned Girlicious, the Pussycat Dolls, and Beyonce.
Excuse me. I like where this is going.
Yeah, come on. What's right. the new music?
I've digressed. Okay, so here we go. I brought in this album. The band is called Natalie Portman's Shaved Head. No lies.
That's a great name.
The album.
How did they clear that name?
I don't know if they did, because I was reading their bio and they put Natalie Portman on every single guest list to every single show that they perform, and she's yet to show up.
Yeah.
Your colorful hat?
My Back to the Future 2 hat?
Jay's colorful hat, he gets in so excited, he gets so close to the microphone, and then he hits his face, and it has the most surprised look on
it. It's actually kind of cute really right now. It looks really like a little cute. Kid. Okay, so the album is called Glistening Pleasure. And they're
putting her on every guest list because they're hoping that she doesn't sue them.
Yeah. But it's not a serious, it's not serious. It's just, it's a lot of fun. And they blew up a great performance out at Sasquatch Down outside of Seattle. So right now, here, without further ado, let me play for you Sophisticated Side Ponytail.
That sounds awesome.
By Natalie Portman's Shaved Head.
I don't see the way you see, or feel the way you're feeling, but I can see how you look, and I can feel how your skin feels.
I made that song, I don't think I'd call it Sophisticated Side Ponytail.
Maybe because it wasn't.
Oh, Ed. That's a nice tune, though. It's a nice little sampler. What song was that?
They don't have numbers, so I was like counted through and I failed.
Oh, The Youth of Today.
So what song was that, Ed?
I'll count. I have good hand. I have good. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I love that you're counting on live radio.
Me, but I don't understand how do you tell which one's which? Okay, so one, is that one track?
Yeah.
Listen, Natalie Portman's Shaved Head. Your album cover is very flashy and it has a lion on the front, but it is very hard to operate.
Let's try this. Let's see if this is the right track. Should we do it?
I'm only good at complex math.
I really want to share this with you. Okay.
All right, is this Natalie Portman's Shaved Head song?
I'm hoping so. Damn them and their counting. Let's see.
Sophisticated Side Ponytail?
Yes.
It better be. It had better be. Smokes.
What do you think of that?
I liked it.
It's kind of fun, right?
I want a sophisticated sideways ponytail.
Next week, you bring it in.
I'm going to.
All right. Well, anyway.
Blew my mind.
Natalie Portman's Shaved Head. She's coming to Vancouver. They are coming to Vancouver. They're touring all over North America, so check them out on MySpace. Now, track number 2. Here's a song for you. It's by a new band.
Ed, I've got to say, it's
good choice.
It's going to be hard to follow up that track.
This is not awesome. This is not as upbeat and funky as Natalie Portman's Shaved Head, but I just really like this track. The album is called Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. It came out in May. These guys are just... It's just fun. I like it. I don't know. I think you will, too. So here's track number 2 on their EP. It's called 1901 by Phoenix. Phoenix, wearephoenix.com if you want to check it out. Did I match at least?
You done good, Ed.
You know what? That song makes me want to go eat ice cream with cute boys.
It's fun, right?
It makes me want to go on fun summer picnic dates.
Aww. Does it make you want to go on the tilt-a-whirl till you hurl?
Yeah, the earlier track was Sophisticated Side Ponytail by Natalie Portman Shaved Head.
Which I have a side ponytail and a shaved head.
So...
You are Natalie Portman's shaved doppelganger
face.
Shaved face.
And your blueberry smelling armpits. Samantha made me smell her pits before we came in
because
and they
smell
like fruit salad.
I know, I was confused because it doesn't say fruit salad. It just says summer fresh. But then I was like, I keep wanting fruit and I keep being hungry. And then I realized it was my armpits. They smell like fruit.
Smelly Nelly.
Anyways.
Anywho. Before we hear some music...
Yeah, well, we need to talk to the mastermind behind it all. Parlange.
How's it going, man?
Hey, hi. How are you, Ed?
Good. Yeah. You are like a mad scientist on that computer over there, making things that are awesome, putting things in jars and in a chemistry lab and making awesomeness.
It's like the bubbling and the colors and the
Yeah.
Bunsen burners were going.
But you're making like original beats here and original sounds and all original instrumentation. I mean, it's satisfying, right? When you're doing that and it's not just always about remixing other people's songs. Would you agree?
I really like to work on my own projects, on beats, and then just see what happens. Bring some friends, like collaborations, and you know, just make some music with everybody.
Awesome. You're from Mexico originally?
Originally from Mexico City.
Yeah. How long have you been in Vancouver?
For more than 3 years, actually.
So yeah. Explain to us what goes on in Mexico. Like, what's a Friday night like in Mexico, in the DJ culture in Mexico City? Because I imagine that, I mean, with so many people, must be a wild party life that you led down there.
Well, it's pretty crazy, actually, because there's some people going to different kind of events, and there's only one who grabs all the people, right? So, like, you will see a lot of parties empty, but there's one who is like a thousand of people.
Really?
It's pretty, pretty crazy. But all that people is just willing to party until the sun rises. So,
the music in Mexico is pretty diverse. The music scene, you have a lot of people playing different styles or doing different things.
You know what? There's like styles for everybody, but the most important is like electro dance.
They love the electro dance.
Yeah.
Is there like cumbia influences in Mexico City or not so much?
There is, but it is mostly for old people. Like, I don't know.
Old people.
I'm old.
You're going to a different party in Mexico City, Ed. And it's probably going to end by 5 p.m.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's a big, big, big movement of salsa.
And so now you're producing out of the Hastings set. Which is awesome. We've been working on some tracks together, which I'm very excited about. We'll be dropping on Hot Mess very soon. How did you get involved with the Hastings set?
I met Sheen about two years ago after school.
Okay.
That's what I was doing my first year here. And then we hooked up and he liked my stuff and he told me, hey, come over to the studio. So we started like working together. I am the engineer of his studio and we just like keep on going.
Yeah, now they're building an army.
Yeah, I hope so.
And you like it? You like it in Vancouver? Do you feel comfortable here with your style in Vancouver? Were you ever nervous about, you know, playing your music for a Canadian audience the first time it happened? Did you think that they would get it?
You know what? Not really. I get, well, every show, like, I feel a little bit of nervous.
A little nervous, yeah.
Before, so it's like, I think, pretty common. But I'm very, very happy because they like it, right? Like,
yeah.
Everybody out there is like asking me like what's going on, because it's like people have been telling me that it's it has my sound. So
awesome.
Yeah, you definitely. Like, have
I think
a
it's a good feedback for me. So
we're loving it. And you have? Do you have a MySpace page or something where people can go check out your stuff?
Yeah, you can go to www.myspace.com/parlangesound.
So that's Parlange Sound.
And you can also hear it here on Hot Mess, I think, right now. Why don't you get over there and do something crazy?
Set
for
it
us?
Up. Okay. Set it up, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Parlange on the ones and twos.
You can catch me also on Facebook, just Parlange.
Yeah, oh, cool.
Search it. All right, here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, hotmess.org. We are the Hot Mess crew. We have
Jay,
Sam Blantron,
and Eddie Vintage. Have a great afternoon, evening, morning, night, whatever, wherever, whenever you are. Just have a great one. Hot Mess out. Yeah.
This is not the like snow spreads right across a field. Move like old school battalion group shield. Smooth like summertime explosive if needed. Smooth like water over garden freshly seeded. Right across a field, move like old school battalion group shield. Move like summertime explosive if needed. Move like water over garden freshly seeded. This is not the first time. We won't meet that past.
We'll be right back. can see, I can feel, I can taste, I can touch your body. Is this life? Is this real? Is this you? Is this heaven I see on earth? In me, in you, in everything I know, I got some things to say to you, and this is how it's gonna go.
I'm not gonna change, I'm not gonna play no games, baby, don't you know? I'm not gonna fail, no more gonna change, no more wanna let you know.
I feel like